I'm sorry about that.
Not a
Man,
problem.
I just like I cannot believe I just did that. Woo.
Not a problem. I was like, I was being silent. All of a sudden, and I checked it. It
Yeah.
told me I wasn't after work. So,
All right. I think
did you
this
find
might
that
be the
phone
number.
number? Okay,
I
go ahead.
think 334-361-2135.
Okay, 334-361-2135.
Hold on again. 361-2135.
Okay. And when you said your last day of work was the 1st of December, and what
Yes.
was the start date that you had with them?
Oh my gosh, in April 7th, I started
April
there.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was that Walmart located? Was it in Riverbrook?
Cobb, yeah, well, no, Prattville, and so on
Prattville?
Cobb's, yeah, Prattville, and
Okay.
Cobb's Ford Road,
Okay.
store 483.
Okay.
483.
Okay. And so you said that the reason they gave you for the separation, they terminated you for a violation of company policy because you
Well,
went to
yes.
get that license plate?
Yeah, well, actually, yes and no, because I made the stop inside the store. The police officer told me to get the plate number, which I just went out there and got the plate number, and for some reason that was violation of policy, which was, I'm told by the police, I was allowed to get the, they told me to get the plate number because my life was threatened three times,
Okay.
and my employer did nothing about it. Like, I went to them, she came to me and told me, your life has been threatened, they're going to follow you home and kill you. So I called the police and made a report. Happened again. She still didn't do nothing. The third time, I'm like, what do I do? And the cop told me, get the plate number. So the Prattville PD did. And I did what they told me to do. And that was that. I don't
Okay,
know if it was because I was getting threatened or.
but the reason that Walmart gave you was the violation
Yes,
of company.
that's what they
That's what they
said. They
said. Okay.
they didn't say, they said I broke procedure, whatever procedure meant. But I guess that's
Okay.
assuming that's their policy.
Okay. All right. And let me, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
Not that I know of. I didn't have vacation built up.
Okay. Sick pay?
I think I have like 8 hours,
And
maybe.
are you expecting to receive that money after your last day of work?
I'm supposed to get that on Thursday. I believe this third, you know, went up, but that's it's 8 hours. That's it. Seven
Okay.
point two, I think, to be actual.
Okay. And do you know how much that would be per hour?
It's
The
16 an hour times that, so it's 17 or 16 times a seven.
Okay. Okay, and that's sick pay, you said, right?
Now, if they pay me that, they're supposed to, but I don't know what they're going to do. I'm
Right.
assuming I get that, but I don't know. But I'm assuming.
Have they told you they were going to pay it to you?
No. I was
Okay.
just, another associate told me that they were supposed to, but I
Okay.
haven't contacted them. I haven't talked to them. I haven't
Okay.
received anything from them.
Okay. So they have not told you that you'd be receiving
No,
any sick pay.
no,
Okay.
no, no.
And
No,
any
no.
holiday pay?
No,
Okay.
they don't have that there, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
You have to
Sick
work your
pay.
holidays.
Oh yeah. And what is the name of the person that discharged you?
Well, it would have been Brittany Goodwin is my boss, but the store manager is the one who brought me in the office. Her name is Portia Means, MEANS, and that's the store manager of it, of the whole
Okay.
store,
And is
which we get
that
along. We get along and everything. It's crazy that this happened, but Portia Means.
and could you spell her first name for me just to make sure I have
Yeah,
it right?
like the car Porsche, like
Okay,
P-O,
just with an
yeah.
E? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so just make sure it's a PORSC SCHE, Portia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said that was on the first, right? Is that
Yes,
on the
ma'am.
first that they talked to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so give me one second. I'm just going to put in the what you described. That you said your life was threatened three times.
Yes.
And there was no action that was taken to assist you from the employer. Okay, and but you had reported it to them.
Yeah, I reported it to my employer numerous times. Three, like I said, the three individual times, and she went and told Portia, and then that's what started the whole thing. They investigated it and said that, you know, and she said they needed to look into it, and I came in, and then that's what I was told, and, you know, I said, okay.
And so it was by a customer, correct? That you were?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was, no, okay. No. It was, if it was internal, it would be a whole different story.
Right, okay. And when you said the police, just so I can like put it in my notes, when you said the Prattville police told you to go get the plate, were
get
they
a plate number,
at
correct.
The were they at the site at the store?
The
when
first
that
time, or? Okay, the okay. Very first time when I got threatened, she told me that my life was just threatened, and they're going to okay. follow me home and do that. And she never reported to the cop, but she told me after the police left. The second time, I went to my boss. She said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" I'm like, "Well, do something about it, because the CCTVs, the cameras can't pick up the plate numbers." That's when I talked to the police, and they said, okay, get a plate number. And then I was on the phone with the PD, my partner was, and he said I was getting a description of the plate number and relaying it to them, which we didn't get the whole plate number. I only got the first three digits, but yes, the police definitely know about it.
Okay.
I told them before in person, hey, I've been threatened. Like that and blah blah blah.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just gonna fill it in.
Sure.
And so, the Walmart told you that you were discharged because of violation of procedure or company policy. Do you feel
yes.
like the? Do you feel like your action did violate the policy?
No. No, I do not, because the procedure is that you cannot go out in the parking lot to apprehend a customer. I did not go out, and I apprehended them inside the store at the last point of sale. What I did was, I did what the police told me, get a plate number, and that was it.
Okay, and did you receive any warnings from your
never,
employee before to
never.
Not, like,
I have
not collect
a,
anything?
A great
okay.
record with them. I have multiple people telling, like, sent it, like, they do reviews and saying I did a great job. My other people work okay. with me, my team lead will tell you I'm a great employee. I showed up early. I worked extra hours. So this is like a big shock to me and everybody
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, give me just one second to put this
okay.
in, and I'll be right back. Okay. I'm just going to place you
okay.
on mute. So if you need me, just let me know.
Okay. I get my pad. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so on this at this point, I'm just gonna read back what I have, and you can tell me if this would be accurate. It's
okay.
A limited number of characters, so I did my best to summarize it.
Okay.
So the first question is, what was the final incident that caused you to have discharge? And I have listed that a customer threatened you, and that
threatened my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Life. I'm gonna put
threatened to kill me.
1 second. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and that's what got me about the whole thing is I, numerous times I went and I followed procedure, you know, and nothing was done.
So the customer threatened your life. The police
yeah,
advised
they're
you
come
to get
follow
the plate.
Me home. Yeah. That
the
was the
police.
First time. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just reading back what I have because, like
oh,
I said,
okay.
like I think it's 100 characters, so I had to make sure to summarize it. So the first one. So what was the final incident that caused your discharge? Was the customer threatening your life? Police advised to get plate numbers, and Walmart claims this broke policy.
Correct.
And then did you commit the act your employee alleges? I've listed it as no. Is that correct?
Right. I went out and I got the plate number. That's all I did. On the,
But you did not break policy.
No, in my eyes, I did not break policy because policy stated that I could not make a stop on the blacktop. The stop happened inside the store. So, correct. That's what I'm saying.
And you said you had not received any prior warning for any similar acts. And
no.
I have also, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? I have life threatened 3 times, reported to management, nothing was done, sought advice
correct.
From police.
Right, and that is actually in a deposition that I gave Walmart before they did the investigation, word for word, pretty much what you just said was word for word in the deposition I have.
Okay,
with them.
Good. Okay, good. All right, so I'm putting that information as your discharge information. All right, let me, and we're almost finished. So I'm just going to have some information. Do you have something to write down? Because I'm going to have some numbers and stuff to give you in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Oh, yeah,
write
let
down
me get
something?
My marker. All right. Okay, I got you.
Okay. All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with that if I get it. I mean.
That's true. All right, so I'm going to give you 1 second. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to give you is a PIN number. So that PIN number is going to be for you to, when you're filing in, because you're going to file in weekly certification, which is just calling
yes.
in and certifying what you've earned like the past week. So that temporary PIN number is going to be what you use to access it. And also if you go to our website, you have a claimant portal where you can access your information. So that PIN number is going to be 2872.
2872.
Yes.
All right.
So just 2872.
Okay.
And give me 1 second.
All right. What's your name again?
My name is Emily.
Emily, you're very good at your job.
Thank you. It looks like I missed a question. Apparently not that good. But have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. I thought I asked you. I may not have checked it. So that may have been what happened. All right.
I think you asked me.
I may not have clicked it, like clicked next to it or something. It can be finicky. So, all right. So I just have disclosures. So we're done with filing the claim. I just have to read back disclosures to you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Unemployment claim, we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
AlabamaWorks.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
All right, go.
slash
V as in Victor.
V as in Victor.
O as in Oscar. S as in Sam. N as in November. E as in Echo. T as in Tango. So alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNET.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. So that's www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
All right.
Yes. So 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So you can start. So this coming Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So your next
Sunday 5 p.m.
Right. Yes, but not on Saturday. So basically from Sunday to Friday at 5, you can file your weekly certification. You cannot file it on Saturday. So make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So this coming Sunday will be your first certification that you call in. And then you'll be basically certifying the previous week. So how much you would have earned from like yesterday to next Saturday. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
It makes me upset. I lost my job.
I completely understand. But I'm glad that I'm opening the claim for you so that you can at least get that process started. And like I said, if they need, and let me read the rest of the disclosure because that will give you all the information you need.
Right.
So an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding a separation. You may require a follow-up interview with your. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Kokopi, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay.
You're
and
right
just
thorough.
To make sure, just to make sure there was no apartment number on your address, right?
No. I have a house.
Okay, not a problem. Your claim has been submitted, so you're all set on that. The next thing that will happen is you'll get that pamphlet in the mail, and then you'll get more information. But make sure you keep filing your weekly certification. So every Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and that even as your claim is processing, that's necessary to keep your claim open. Okay.
I will do. All right. Well, thank you so much. You're awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Right,
thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.